As country towns across New South Wales and Queensland edge closer to running dry, running out of water, governments are trying to find ways to guarantee supply now and into the future. But on the opposite side of the country, the city of Perth is leagues ahead in its water efficiency. Perth has embraced an idea that's by no means new, but has tended to encounter some resistance: water recycling, making water that's flushed down the toilet and poured down the drain drinkable again. Bridget Fitzgerald has more.
2% of the water that comes out of Perth taps was once waste.
So we flush our loos, we have a shower, we use our washing machines, and it then gets processed.
Claire Luger is the communications manager at Perth's Water Corporation. She spent more than a decade convincing the public that recycled wastewater is perfectly safe to drink. But she doesn't shy away from the yuck factor.
So it's only a small percentage of the water that comes into the plant that's actually from our toilets. But getting over that perception, that kind of image that you might be drinking the water that you're flushing down the toilet, that was probably one of our big challenges initially.
After years of campaigns and education, the community is on board. Perth has been drinking recycled wastewater since late 2017. It's called groundwater replenishment. They take the treated wastewater, which would normally have been flushed back out into the ocean, they filter it again, and then it goes through reverse osmosis, almost like pushing the water through a big sponge. Then it's disinfected with ultraviolet light. And finally, it's pumped back underground into the natural aquifers.
And it becomes part of the natural groundwater system and eventually will be abstracted out as part of our drinking water.
Groundwater makes up about 40% of Perth's water supply. There's 50% desalinated water and about 10% from a dam. It's estimated recycled water constitutes about 2% of what comes through the taps. But that will double in coming months when a new plant comes online. And why has Perth gone to all this trouble? Quite simply, it was running out of water.
We know from the mid-70s onwards, Perth's rainfall has been declining by about 20%, and that's had a huge impact on our water sources that are dependent on the climate.
We forget that we're living in such a dry country.
Dr. Ian Wright is a senior lecturer at Western Sydney University. He's an environmental scientist, and he says the rest of the country should look to Perth as a model for water supply.
Water Corporation of Western Australia are the absolute national leaders, and I think they are becoming international leaders in water conservation.
As Eastern Australia struggles under drought and water supplies tighten, Ian Wright believes recycled water could be a huge resource.
In Sydney, that's probably 150 litres per day per person of wastewater that's completely wasted. And yes, we have the availability of desalination on the coast, but Canberra doesn't have desalination. And then the poor drought-stricken towns like Tamworth and Dubbo and Broken Hill, they could really, really use that now.
It is doable, for sure.
Professor Jennifer Mackay from the University of South Australia's School of Law has spent the past 15 years investigating Australia's response to drought. She's sceptical about recycling water. She says the reason towns are running out of water is down to bad policy.
We have a messy mosaic of laws, and it's very hard for public servants and anybody to make sense of it. The solution is to simplify the thing we can, the laws, and then we would get some better thinking.
Professor Jennifer Mackay from the University of South Australia. Bridget Fitzgerald reporting from Perth.